message I'd like to share with you all today, but I actually need a little bit of help. So I was wondering if the kids might be able to come down and sit with the choir. So come on down, guys, and I'm going to come down too, and I got a little story I want to share with you. You guys can sit on the floor too, that's fine. So I've got a secret to tell you guys. One of my favorite things about Christmas is I love Christmas cards. Is that silly? Is it silly to like Christmas cards? Have that to be my favorite part about Christmas? I love, Jesse says yes, it's silly. I love getting Christmas cards in the mail. Reading them, seeing all my friends, getting little notes from everybody. And every day in December, I wait for the mailman just to see if I got any Christmas cards. You guys do that? Do you go to get the mail and check on your mailman? And no? Let your parents do it? Well, guess what? I brought a little mailbox for you guys today. And I think there's something in it. So I need a volunteer to help me out. Anybody? Anybody? Chris, how about you? Come here. Can you grab one of these cards for me? Maybe that one? Yeah. All right, open it up. And show it to everybody. All right, can you read it? Here, I'll give you my mic. Read the front.
This Christmas, may God bless of joy.
Satisfy?
Satisfy.
Your heart.
May his blessing of peace quiet your soul. May his blessing of love refresh your spirit.
Great, thanks. What's it say inside?
All of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a
resounding
yes.
And who's it signed by? Whose name is on the card?
Love God.
Yeah, thanks. Great job. All right, you know what? You can actually keep that card.
Okay.
Thanks. So I have to admit, God didn't actually sign the card. I signed the card for God.
I know.
God can't send us cards in the mail like our friends send us cards, does he? God send us cards in the mail? No, yes.
Is heaven really in the clouds of all?
Heaven is up in the sky, away. Oh, God is everywhere. He doesn't have to worry about planes.
No, heaven, I'm talking about heaven.
Heaven's above the planes. So I got something to tell you though, okay? So even though God can't send us a card in the mail, he still has a message for us, a special message. And you know how he sends his message to us? He sent Jesus. That's what we've been singing about and reading about all night, that God sent Jesus to tell us a special message. What do you guys think that message was? What does Jesus tell us? Yes?
To be thankful for everybody?
To be thankful for everybody, yeah. What else? To be thankful for your sister.
If you have a brother, you
can
be thankful for them.
Yeah. Thankful for everything. What else did Jesus come to tell us? He came to tell us that God loves us, right? The Bible tells us that God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus so that we wouldn't die, but that we'd live forever. Isn't that great? Isn't that great that even though God couldn't send a card in the mail, he sent his son to tell us this message? It's what we celebrate at Christmas, that God wants to be our friend, that he loves each and every one of you guys, and each and every one of you guys back there, that he wants to be our friend. So how do we be God's friend? How do we get to know God better? Yes?
Pray.
Pray, yeah.
Follow his rules.
Haley? Read the Bible. Yeah, you guys are really smart. That's really good. Do you think we should ask the adults? Let's ask the adults.
Yeah.
All right. You guys don't have to answer out loud, but I want you to think about it. What do you need to do in order to be God's friend? If Jesus has gone through all this trouble of coming down to earth to share his love with us, what do you need to do to receive God's love? I think being here tonight, celebrating Christ's birth together, worshiping, is a great thing to do, to be able to focus our Christmas on Jesus' birth. I think praying, reading the Bible, finding ways to connect with things that touch your heart, whether that's Bible study, whether that's service, whether that's worship and music, but finding ways to make room in your life for God, just like God made room in his life for us, that he loves each and every one of us. And that's what we are celebrating tonight. That God loves us so much that he wants to be our friend. You guys want to come up and have a prayer? Come on. All right, hands in. God, we thank you on this Christmas that we get to celebrate your birth and that you had us.
Christmas Eve.
You're right, on Christmas Eve. We thank you that on Christmas morning, tomorrow, that you send your son Jesus to be with us, to give us a special message about how much you love us. We thank you.
And make Santa do that too.
And make Santa do that too. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, I got a special card for all you guys to remind you of how much God loves you. So you guys can all take a card. All right, thanks for helping, guys. Did you get one?
Yeah.